The Trump administration has signaled that it's thinking of suspending the flow of refugees into the United States. If that happens, it will have effects on refugees already living here. Farah Markola was just 18 years old and living in Baghdad when she started to work as a linguist and engineer for U.S. troops in Baghdad. For several years, she served alongside American forces. Then Iraqi militants sought revenge. They burned down her house, kidnapped her father, and murdered her husband. Fearing for her life, Markola applied for a U.S. visa, and in 2013, after 7 years of waiting, she received the paperwork to live in America. But Markola had to leave her parents and siblings behind, even though she says they also were in danger because of her service with U.S. troops.
I'm scared. The chance to see my family reunited again is very slim now.
Markola is worried that the refugee ban President Trump proposed yesterday means her parents and siblings will never reach American soil.
I talk with my family almost every day if they have the connection for the internet and if they will be able to talk. And all the time they said, you know, what's going on, you know. They just been waiting. And with the coming news, like, we don't know the consequences, but they just frustrated.
And how much danger do you believe your family members are in?
Every day, their life in danger, threats. They have to change their address, move from different place. They live the unknown.
And how much do you believe that is because of the work you did with the U.S. military that they are still in danger?
The whole situation is because my support to the U.S. military. I am proud and I am very honored to work side by side with the U.S. military. However, the bad people, the militias, Al-Qaeda, I attracted their attention because as a woman, as a Muslim woman, work and support military, it changed my life, you know. I know I did the right thing. I know I supported and I built Iraq and I was very committed to Iraqi future. However, it changed my life. My father was kidnapped in 2006, my husband murdered, and I am now safe in the U.S. With my two kids, but my family is paying for the consequences.
So you're saying those extremists in Iraq have long memories and they haven't forgotten?
Yes, and they will follow their target no matter what.
So what do you want to say to Donald Trump? What do you want him to know?
Mr. President, congratulations, and I believe and I have a hope, you know, that you would not kill the hope for people. They already been living very hard lives.
Farah, you spoke about the slow pace of the visa process. You waited 7 years. Your family's been in a holding pattern for five. And Donald Trump's talked a lot about extreme vetting, making the application process even tougher for people who
yes.
want to come to the U.S., presumably longer. What do you think of when you hear extreme vetting?
We already been in extreme vetting. I understand and I respect the U.S. rules and the safety and the national security for the U.S. citizen and the government want to make sure those people not using refugee to come and hurt Americans. I understand that and I respect that. However, there's people in Iraq who have long history supporting American in Iraq and Afghanistan, the linguists, the translators. They deserve and they need their paper to be expedited.
And on top of all this, one of Donald Trump's executive orders may put any visas on hold issued for seven Muslim-majority countries, including Iraq. What do you think of that?
It's the fear because the terrorist attack on the United States and in Florida and San Bernardino make the people fear. And I believe in the vetting and I believe in checking the people. I believe in people like me who help and supported American and my family. I believe we should be reunited as a family because the history of United States is to support people and help them, not to separate the families.
Farah, are you worried that a day will come when the possibility of your family coming to the United States just will not be there?
Next month, I will be having my citizenship test and hopefully to be a United States citizen. And for me to go back and see my family is very hard. And also for them to come, it's very hard. It's very hard for me. This is a dream. I've been waiting for 4 years, 5 years now. There's fears. There's disappointment. I don't know what to expect.
Farah Markola worked as a linguist and engineer for U.S. troops in Baghdad. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Marco.